Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Sis got blah boy, sis got blah boy.
Ooh.
Word. Sis got blah boy, sis got blah boy.
Ooh.
Yeah. 901 Shelby Drive, look alive, look alive. Came up on this side, now they on the other side. Oh well, them dog, we gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside, and I spit it with the guys. We up on the other side, that then like we tied. I been gone since like July, that then like I die. They won't be expecting when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that behind us, but I lied. Ayy, ayy, look who I'm around. To the edge, so it really ain't my mother fault, man. I'm not to blame, man. This industry is cutthroat. I'm not the same, man. And I could let you check the tag. Now I'm rocking name brand. I'm only chasing after bags. Now I got a game plan, and I'm out here with the whoop. 700 3i5s. Look alive, look alive. Came up on this side, now they on the other side. Oh well, them dog. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside. Spit it with the guys. We up on the other side. That then like we tied. I been gone since like July. That then like I die. They won't be expecting when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that behind us. But I
just come through. You and you. I'ma get the money. Trizzy get the loot. Pull up with that Draco. Play with Drake and I'ma shoot. My weapon be the instrument. I blow you like a flute. Play so he feeling. You gas for I'ma spray them just like for a breeze. Come a long way from sitting in the nosebleed. Now I'm on the floor talking to the athlete. Mine, I'm so close to the guy that I can steal the stash sheets.
901 Shelby Drive, look alive, look alive. Came up on this side, now they on the other side. Oh well, them dog, we gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside, and I spit it with the guys. We up on the other side, that then like we tied. I been gone since like July, that then like I die. They won't be expecting when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that behind us, but I lied.
What's going on, guys? Tuesday morning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's going to be a rough one. Tuesday morning with a cup of Joe here on 101.5 UMFM. That was Look Alive by Blockboy JB featuring Drake. Obviously, that sounded more like a Drake song than Blockboy JB's song, but we will not question that. As Drake once said, every song sound like Drake featuring Drake. So, yeah, no, it's I don't know what to talk about right now. Whether I talk about what this cold situation is right now or Drake. Drake, obviously, he's dropped two singles this year so far: God's Plan, Diplomatic Immunity. He's got that song. He featured on Migos' song Walk It, Talk It off of their new album Culture 2. So the sound that we're hearing, you know, it seems like Drake might be leaving the experimentation phase he's been going through, you know, trying out London sound, trying out the Jamaican sound, trying out, you know, all these different styles of music. You know, he was heavy into dancehall for a bit there, right? You know, I feel like he's leaving that now. 2018, he told us at the end of More Life, he said, 2018, I'll give you the summary. So I think we're getting the summary now. And I'm hoping that Drake returns to the old Drake of rapping hard over beats. You know, in case if you're getting this, it's too late. You know, a bit off of what was it? So Far Gone? No, what was the next one after that? Oh, I forget now. We know what I mean, right? The Drake that just rapped over bars and sort of got him prominence with Lil Wayne and Young Money and all them. So I'm excited. I mean he went hard on this beat. I don't know if it was, you know, most of the time when it comes to songs now, you know, it's mainly the beat doing the work, right? And if you can sound good over it, make your flow sound like it goes well with the beat, then the song sounds nice. But I think Drake actually, you know, he complimented the beat really nice with what he rapped in his flow. So, you know, I'm excited to see what he drops this year. Obviously, the biggest release over the weekend was the final project, Black Panther, the album, curated by Kendrick Lamar. And I'm going to be playing the tracks from that album for the rest of the show. Really good album. He got just a slew, a plethora, a gang, a group, a collective of talent that just it made the entire album, you want to listen to it front to back. And you can still, you know, play it on random and it still feels like it's a new sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a really, really good album. And I was super excited when I saw it drop. I've been bumping it all weekend. I'm still listening to it now to this day. I mean, it's only been a couple days, but I'm very excited to watch the movie now. I haven't gone to a theater to watch a movie in a long time, but I feel like Black Panther is the one movie I should probably go to go watch a movie. So I'll be playing some of that later. But besides that, here in Winnipeg, so to some of my consistent listeners, y'all know that I record this on a Monday and it plays up on Tuesday. So what I'm going to say today might not be relevant tomorrow, but it's been cold. It's been really freaking cold. And I have a sore throat again, which I thought I'd gotten rid of weeks ago, but it's come back now, which is perfect because this week I'm house sitting for my sister while she and the brother-in-law and their new baby, their four-month-old baby, are in Mexico. So it's nice that I got sick the week that I had to watch it. And it's really nice that they left the week before my reading week, because that could have worked so well, you know? Plan your schedule around my schedule. I have a whole week off next week, you know? Why didn't you plan your trip then? I'm selfish. It's all good. But what sucks is that my car is really fragile, and so I'll park it in the garage, plug it in there, and it'll be fine, right? It won't, you know, have problems starting up when it's super cold because it's in the garage, right? And it's plugged in. But unfortunately, at my sister's place, there's no room in the garage. I had to park my car outside, and when it reaches level, you know, minus 20, minus 30, and you leave my car outside, even plugged in, overnight, it's not going to start in the morning. And that's exactly what happened this morning. My car did not start, which is the great way to start a Monday. And on top of that, my sister's vehicle didn't start. And so there was no way I could have moved it even to even try to start my, my brother-in-law's truck. But luckily, you know, who I call my mother-in-law now, you know, but it's actually just my sister's mother-in-law, and my brother-in-law's mom. She let me borrow her car, so bless her soul. She's watching the dog as well, so it's kind of a trade-off. It's really nice, and, you know, this cold is just, it's a hassle. It really is. It sucks, and, you know, we had that warmth for a bit there in the middle of January, and then we just got hit with the cold again, and that's usually what happens with Winnipeg weather, is that you get teased with the warm weather, Groundhog says no, and then you get the cold weather for the rest of the month, so that's why I kind of got the NPR voice going on again. I was hoping I'd get rid of it, but I'm trying my best. I got lozenges for days. I'm going to stay energetic. I had a Thai salad before I came on the show, so, you know, I got my carbs and all that stuff ready to go. Not as much dressing as they used to put on the usual Thai salad, I will say that much. And, I know what some of you health freaks might say. You know, dressing isn't that important, but to me, you got to douse my salad in dressing, all right? I don't care. It's like the Thai salad dressing. I want more, you know what I'm saying? And they put, like, dots on my salad, which wasn't cool. Was not cool. oh, I'm getting so sick. This is not good. I'm going to have to, like, disinfect this microphone after I get off. but besides that, I'm going to turn up the volume a little bit here. Let's see. Test. Ah, there we go. But besides that, nothing really happened over the weekend for me. I am watching The House for the week, and I'm really tempted to just it's only for a week, right? So you guys remember, if you're with me on the show, in November, I had to watch, my house for a month because my dad and my stepmom were gone for a month. So that was difficult because, you know, I had to plan and try to figure out what the routine, what the new routine was for the month, right? But at least with this month, you know, this week, I know what I can do now. I know my abilities. I'm not going to overshoot. And given that it's only a week, it's really tempting to just ball out on like dinner and stuff, like buy like steaks and like scallops and I don't know what I'm saying, lobster, seafood, I don't know. Yeah, just really just ball out and you know, give their dog Dozer a bit of a taste of luxury, a bit of bourgeois pleasures. But no, I am a broke student, so no, I can't do that. I can't keep balling out on food and stuff like that. besides that, I heard it was Poutine Week. It was La Poutine Week, which I completely missed because it's just been like a crap show with the schoolwork and everything going on right now. And it's unfortunate because I saw some pictures of like the poutines and they look pretty, pretty good. Something I would have, you know, stuffed down my chaw, if you know what I'm saying. no, it looked amazing. And I think it was a good thing that I didn't go because when it was Burger Week last year, during the last week of September, if you were listening to the show then as well, I was reviewing burgers and restaurants. And I would post on my Instagram a picture every time I went and tried a new burger. And I did get a fair, you know, people seemed to be okay with it, but I got the feeling that some people were like, oh my goodness, why am I still following this guy? I don't give a crap about burgers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got that vibe. I had a feeling there was a vibe like that there. But at the time, I was like, I don't really care. It's summertime. It's burger week. I'm going to enjoy this last week of burgers before I go back to school. And so that's what I did. And yeah, no. I think it was better this time I didn't go this week. Because I would have just been annoying on Instagram. Just like, look at this poutine, you know what I'm saying? It's my Instagram, but, you know, there's still etiquette now on social media, right? You gotta be nice. you gotta critically think. That doesn't exist on social media. Anyways, we have a lot to talk about today. I feel like, you know, obviously the Olympics are starting, the Cavs blowing up, and subsequently looking a bit better with their new team, actually. You know, we got a lot of hockey news going on besides the Olympics. You know, the Jets are there. And some baseball talk, obviously, with Darvish going to the Cubs. We'll look at that a bit more, I guess, later. And, you know, it's almost spring training. I think there's about a week until pitchers and catchers report. And then we got, what, like, a month and a half until opening day. So exciting stuff to be a sports fan. It's nice that the Olympics are this year because, you know, there's like that little lull after like the end of like the NFL season and like the beginning of the baseball season. Like if you're a baseball and like, you know, NFL fan, obviously you still got basketball and hockey to hold you down, right? But you know what? It's nice to have the mix, a little bit of, you know, team figure skating and snowboarding and skiing and curling and all that good stuff. You know, you gotta add variety. If you want to be a sports fan, you gotta appreciate every sport. Even chess boxing. Have you guys seen that before? There is this, they reported about it, I think, a couple years ago. And there's actually a sport called chess boxing, where, it, like, the quote-unquote, I remember, it was like, where you use both your brains and your brawn. And so, essentially, I think how it works is that you have a chess match going on outside of the boxing ring between the two combatants. And so they try and they play chess. And excuse me. And I think what happens is whoever wins the chess match gets a point, and then that's the end of the chess match. And then they have to go into the ring and then box each other. And I think whoever takes that either ties or they take the entire thing. I'm not too sure. I got to read up on more on chess boxing. I forget if there's like a specific name for it too. Let me check real quick because I think there was, but I'm not sure. Yes, I cry. Chess boxing. Yeah, chess boxing. Let's read the Wikipedia page, huh? Chess boxing is a hybrid fighting sport or a hybrid board game. Ooh, that combines two traditional pastimes: chess, a cerebral board game, and boxing, a physical sport. The competitors fight in alternating rounds of chess and boxing. Chess boxing was invented by Dutch performance artist Lepe Rubing. What was initially only thought to be an art performance quickly turned into a fully developed competitive sport. Chess boxing is particularly popular in Germany, the United Kingdom, India, and Russia. Okay, what are the rules, though? How do you win? In a chess boxing match, a competitor may win in regulation time by any of the following. Knockout, technical knockout, checkmate. Oh, okay. Exceeding of the time limit by the opponent on chess. Disqualification of his or her opponent by the referee due to inactivity due to overextended playing time. Or the opponent resigns. In the case that neither of the chess boxers win in regulation time and the chess game ends in a draw, the fighter who is ahead on boxing points wins the chess boxing bout. In case the scoreboard is also tied, the fighter that used the black chess pieces will be named the winner. This has not yet occurred in practice. Huh. That's a... Wow, this has been going on since 03? Oh, okay. So there was the World League from 03 to 2012. And then there's the CBG, Chess Boxing Global, which started in 2013. And they've only updated the champions for 2013. That's actually a good mix, though, here. So, there's been two... There's a champion from Netherlands, a champion from Germany, from Russia, from Belarus, from Bulgaria, from Italy, from... yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Damn. Maybe they should make that a Summer Olympic sport. Chess boxing. Oh, anyway. Anyways, wait, hold on a second. Let me check. In popular culture. Okay, never mind. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we will talk sports, obviously, as we usually do. But right now, this is Big Shot, Kendrick Lamar, Travis Scott. We'll be back after this. Wakanda.
Welcome. Big Shot.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insets.
No.
Outside. Coke. White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Big shot.
Hold on.
Peanut butter insets.
Hold on.
Outside.
Coke.
White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional. Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Served up work for Kung Fu Kitty. Got juice, got work, got weight, got plenty. Got them, got hurt, got more, got bitchy. Yeah. Top off, getting topped off in the city. Big top dog, and I dance on them like Diddy. Pop off and I pop back like Biddy. Yeah.
I hit the ceiling and forgot about the flow. Yeah. Rank so big, got my haters on the ropes. Yeah. This be the way, plus I live on the coast. Yeah.
When I touch up back, young, do the most. Yeah. And I what kind of flex, yeah. And you know what time it is, yeah. But don't know what grinding is, yeah. Baby, I care. Baby, I swear. Only one real deal. Only two real deal, yeah. Big shot.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insets.
No.
Outside.
Coke.
White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional. Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Big shot.
Hold on.
Peanut butter insets.
Hold on.
Outside.
Cool.
White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional. Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah.
Big shot. Up, circle like Pepsi. Fly suit, about to slide down Space City. Top down, she down, under like Iggy. Yeah. Locked y'all when the night call too litty. Knock off, get your rocks off, got plenty. Got rocks, got J's, got you, got Lini, yeah. I need my engine, she need extensions,
yeah.
Don't be the center attention, just play your position. Got my life on a yacht mission, cause they been a vision,
yeah, yeah.
Running through these racks like I'm Moses off the boot. Hop out the trees, whip in the fog and it leave. Fog it can't breathe, Corona with Felice,
right.
Out in the street,
yeah.
With the game, make it sweet.
Big shot.
Yeah. Chit chit like I'm Steve.
Yeah. Big shot.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insets.
No.
Outside.
Coke.
White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional. Why you emotional? Ah, bitch, you emotional, yeah. Big shot.
Hold on.
Peanut butter insets.
Hold on.
Outside.
Coke.
White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional. Why you emotional?
emotional. Ah, too emotional, yeah.
Most of them gon' talk, I know,
I know.
Most of them gon' fall,
I know,
I know. We gon' bet it all, I know. We gon' bet it all, I know.
Power girl, I really wanna know your ways. I really wanna know your ways. I really wanna know your ways. I really wanna. Power girl, you been running. But I still am you. Tell me how you do it like that. Carrying a brother is no easy on your back. I know most of them don't talk.
That was Khalid featuring Swae Lee, The Ways. And before that, that was Big Shot by Kendrick Lamar featuring Travis Scott. Obviously, those two tracks off of the new soundtrack, the Black Panther, the album. The album curated and created by Kendrick Lamar. Really good album. Once again, I can't say it enough. If you want some new hip-hop, if you're looking to get into hip-hop, he gives you every taste of it on this album, whether it's smooth R&B, whether it's hard-hitting trap music, whether it's lyricism, whether it's melodies, it's all on this album, and I can't, you know, say enough how great of an album and how great of a job Kendrick did with just getting this whole project together and getting everybody together on this music. Yeah, it's amazing, and I really want to watch the movie now. So obviously, if you are a listener of hip hop, Big Shot features a part of Kendrick's verse from New Freezer, where he says, "Big Shot, hit him on the insides, outside, cocaine white, but I look like Gentile." You know, that whole verse. And, you know, I found it really interesting and, you know, sort of a reflection of Kendrick's talent that he could reuse part of a verse from a previous song that he used and then still make it sound fresh on a different song. You know what I'm saying? Like, that part of the verse from New Freezer, I thought was the catchiest part. Like, the part that you would usually, you know, if he performed it at a concert, that's the part that he would get the whole crowd to sing, right? Or rap. And, you know, to have that part, to reuse it, and to still have it sound like it's a completely new sound, I was blown away. I was like, man, like, Kendrick really is, you know, just at the top of his game right now. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see, like, this is the thing with, it's the same thing with Kanye, you know what I'm saying? Like, you wonder, you listen to his new project and you're like, wow, like, it's a new sound, I can get into it. How does he do it? Can he break the barrier? And Kanye, so far, for me at least, I feel like, you know, besides maybe 808 and Heartbreaks, he has consistently broken the barrier. He's like the ceiling that people placed for him, and just broke through it, exceeded expectations, and just creates this sound that, you know, people love. And whether they love it now or later, it doesn't really matter. Even if you don't like it now, like, I was not a really big fan of The Life of Pablo when I first listened to it. And, you know, you come back to it a year later and you're like, wow, this album changed the game. Like, you listen to it and you're like, this album is good. Like, it's one of his best albums, right? And I feel like, that's with a lot of projects. You know, you can't really judge a hip hop project. That's been the most important part to me as a music fan, to learn that part of music, is that, you know, you can't listen to your first judgments of a project or a track and then make that your opinion of that track, right? Because, you know, sometimes a new sound might rub you the wrong way, but after, you know, after you give it some time, after you try it again, it hits you in a different way, right? Because I feel like the most important part with listening to new music too is that, you know, you're in the right environment, right? You gotta set yourself for, you know, listening in different places, because I feel like, yeah, like, your environment and your mood definitely affects what you think of music. If you're, you know, not in a great mood and you're feeling kind of sad, then, you know, maybe trap beats and trap music isn't really your style right now, right? Like, if you were, you know, not in a great place, or if you were just feeling down for the day and you listen to Look Alive by Blockboy JB and Drake, me personally, I'd be like, okay, what is this? Like, this is terrible, right? But then, you know, if you're in a better mood, if you're, like, in a pregame mood, or if you're, you know, out with friends and you hear that song, you know, that's a song, right? That's like the song that you pick to, like, get everybody going, to get the whole crew going, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, with Kendrick, it's the fact that he could make this sound, this album for the movie, the fact that it could sound so great off of a first listen, you know, I'm excited to see what else he does, whether it's different projects or another new album for himself. You know, that's the most exciting part about, you know, listening to Kendrick, listening to Kanye, listening to all these artists at the top of the game, you know, listening to Drake even, right? Like, you want to know now what's he going to bring in 2018, right? So, I'm super excited. It's a great time to be a hip hop fan. I believe Childish Gambino is going to drop one more album under the moniker before he changes over to Donald Glover. And that guy's been busy, right? Like, he's got Lando Calrissian playing as him in the new Star Wars movie. He's got Atlanta season 2 coming out. You know, he's got a new album potentially coming out. Like, the guy, I don't know how he does it. I can't even, like, keep up. I have trouble, you know, doing my 2-page readings before a class, you know what I'm saying? And this guy's, you know, acting, creating, producing a show, producing a an album, potentially even doing a movie. I don't even know. Like, you never know with Donald Glover, right? Like, he could be doing anything because, like, that's just how talented he is. And that's just how he, that's the bar that he set for himself for everybody, right? Like, he is just this guy that can do anything. And, like, it's amazing. He's up there with Jamie Foxx, I believe, in terms of the talent level that he possesses in the entertainment business. And it's exciting. And I'm really excited to see what he does. But besides that, going back to sports, obviously we've got some Olympics. And the biggest story, of course, Mark McMorris winning bronze in the snowboard freestyle, I believe. I haven't been able to watch a lot of the Olympics, I'll be honest. So if I sound a bit ignorant on some of my my points that I make, I'm sorry about that. Please correct me if I say something wrong. But no, Mark McMorris, obviously the biggest story, because last March he suffered a fatal accident where I believe he had a collapsed lung, a broken jaw, just he crashed into a tree, I believe the accident was. And, you know, essentially he wasn't really supposed to be even snowboarding, right? Like, just the, like, with just the severity of the injury. That was last March. By the August of that year, he was already snowboarding. By November, he had already won a World Cup event in Norway. And now he's in Pyeongchang in the Olympics, representing Canada, winning bronze, you know. And it's even, you know, it's crazy, right? Like, that's true Canadian tough, good Saskatchewan boy, good prairie tough right there. And, you know, obviously there's a comment on social media, oh, only bronze? Well, why is only bronze? It's like, Well, I would like to see you try and get bronze on a snowboarding podium. I remember I saw there was a suggestion, I believe. It was circulating around on Reddit and Twitter too, I think. You know, for every event in the Olympics, they should get like an average person to just do the event first. You know what I'm saying? So you can have, because, you know, it's true. You watch these people, these athletes, these top athletes in the world of their country, you know, doing these events, snowboarding, figure skating, curling, skiing, you know, and we're going to watch hockey in a bit. We're going to see a bunch of other things, right? You see it and you're like, it's easy to criticize, right? It's easy to be an armchair critique of the event that the athlete is performing in. It's easy, you know, especially if you're a sports fan. It's so easy to do that with any sport, right? Oh, he shouldn't have swung that pitch. Oh, why did he throw that ball that way? Oh, he should have made the pass to that guy. Oh, he should have, you know, shot there. You know, all this stuff. And I would love to see, you know, the implementation of an average person doing the event and then having all the athletes do it as normal, right? Because then you get to fully grasp and have this comparison, this proper comparison of what seeing how you could do in the event compared to an athlete who's been training for it for years, right? Every 4 years before every Olympics, right? And so, especially with snowboarding, especially with, I feel like figure skating, you don't need a comparison because you're already seeing these people do like freaking triple spins and, oh, it's ridiculous. Like, I can't, figure skating, you know, it does not get enough respect, I think, outside of the Olympics. You know, when it's the Olympics, you know, you pay attention, you appreciate it, you have so much respect for it, and you know, it's probably nice for the competitors, right? But outside of the Olympics, you know, you don't really hear a lot of talk about it. But I mean, just the dexterity and the strength to just do all that while maintaining balance and while still looking good, like, I don't know, man. I don't know how you do it, but it's crazy. Like, I have, and I'll be honest, you know, I don't pay attention to figure skating outside the Olympics either, but I do have a lot of respect for those people. So no, it's really crazy. It blows my mind every time I watch these guys figure skate. Like, it's like, if I tried that, either way I'm falling and either way I'm getting injured. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going to attempt. If they asked me, they're like, hey, Joe, did you want to be the average person who wanted to try figure skating? I'd be like, nah, I enjoy having my limbs intact. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be able to do that. Snowboarding, maybe. If they gave me, like, extra padding, then I'd be all about it. But, I mean, besides that, it's like, you know, you're going up in the air and it's like, oh, man. I remember I was watching Max Perot highlights. And it's just like, it's crazy. Like, the things that they do, the flips and the spins and the grabs, I was like, man, I don't know. It's crazy. It is honestly, I feel like when you're aware of how unathletic you are compared to these athletes, you watch the Olympics and you kind of humble yourself a little bit, right? You're kind of like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I did manage to pull myself up over that bar the other day at the gym. But this guy and this lady, are just incredible at what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just like, yeah, I can do a pull up, but they could probably do like 100. So, it was crazy. Team figure skating for Canada obviously got the first gold medal for Canada. You know, you got the whole team, obviously the crown jewel, our Tessa Virtue. And I forget the other guy's name. Oh, man, I am a terrible Canadian, aren't I? Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore, right? Yeah, okay. What's the total medal count right now? I'm not sure what the medal... I'm going to look it up right now. So as of Monday, February 12th, 2018, the medal count for Team Canada is... I can't do a drum roll. We got 2 gold, 4 silver, and 1 bronze. So pretty good right now. Mikhail Kingsbury, he brought home gold in men's freestyle skiing. Very good, very good. Who else do we got here? Lori Bluen. Oh, man. See, this is the worst part. I thought, like, before I came on the show, I had to look up the pronunciation of Max Perot. Because I would have totally said Max Parrot, right? Like, it's just, it would have happened, right? And there's a lot of French Canadians competing in this, and respect. But I suck at French Canadian last names. Like, I'm just not good. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's a reflection of me as an unaware Canadian, you know, not being able to pronounce these things. So I will get better at it, I swear. I swear I'll get better. All right, how about we take another quick break? And we get back, we'll talk more sports. Obviously, I got to talk about baseball and the Cavs. You know what? Let's talk about the Cavs real quick. How about that? So, over the weekend, the Cavaliers blew up their team. And to give you a sense of what happened, let's just bring up the entire day that was the Cavs team blowing up. So they sent away Isaiah Thomas, Dwayne Wade, Derrick Rose, Iman Shumpert, Jay Crowder, Channing Frye, their first rounder, and Miami's second rounder in 2020 for Larry Nance Jr., Jordan Clarkson, George Hill, Rodney Hood, and 2020 Miami's second rounder. They dealt that one away. And they looked good the first game. The first game that entire new team was together against Boston on Paul Pierce night. They ousted Boston. Ousted them. What was it, by like 30 points? Let me check. It was like 20 or 30 points. It was crazy, though. LeBron was hyped. It was amazing. 121 to 99. You know, whether that's because it's a new team and they're feeling good or whether that's a reflection of their actual skill, I like Larry Nance Jr. I like Jordan Clarkson. So, you know, those are big pieces to have. In that case, LeBron looked like he was pumped. I mean, Clarkson hit that three and he was off the bench looking, making faces and stuff like that. The only trouble, I guess, is that LeBron has to come up with a bunch of new handshakes for these guys, right? So we'll see how he does about that. Victor Oladipo, I don't know if you guys saw it. You guys should look it up, though. He had a sick 360 dunk yesterday. It was crazy. And obviously, he's in the dunk contest, so maybe doing a bit of practice for the contest, but it was dope. It was like, he just like, you know, it was fast break 2-on-1 and just got it in there, and it was amazing. I am excited for the dunk contest. The dunk contest, I feel like, after there was a bit of a lull there in the early 2010 there, it's picked up again, and it's amazing, and I'm super excited. But anyways, quick break, get back, more sports right now. This is... this is Absol, Anderson .Paak, James Blake, and I think there's a fourth guy in there. No, I'm gonna check right now. Let's see, Absol. Oh yeah, no, Absol, Anderson .Paak, James Blake, Kendrick. He does a lot of like the hooks and the background ad libs for most of these songs on Black Panther the album. So while he's not directly, you know, credited as a feature in a song, you'll still hear him sometimes, like in The Ways with Khalid and Swae Lee. So yeah, this is Bloody Waters by Absol, Anderson .Paak, James Blake, and we get back more sports.
All those days in, all that stays in, I don't keep it, I won't be here for it. All those days in, all that stays in, I don't keep it, though I won't be here for it.
Yes, Lord. Hail Mary's in the sky. False prophets get buried alive. Head on the throne, cause that's where I reside. Ways of the world, the weak won't survive. Something's in the water. Hey, my, we lawless. Please move with caution. Who said the fairway? Damn right, I need all this. Yeah, Jack, I need all this.
Yeah, it's a credit with fingerprints on the screen. And we gon' make it like 2/3 of the lives.
I'ma need hot agua. You gon' meet Jamaica, I won't say it in patois. Hope I strike a nerve like a package of matches. You may wanna bypass, this smoke ain't gastric. A prince turned pauper, tryin' do like kings do. Sweatin' in chess games, try move like kings move. You should slow your roll before you drown in the moat. He tried to channel balance, but never found the remote. Killers on the prowl, still jugging off a lick. I'm still in with a double for his. Common politics, everlasting mayhem. Draw to stick you for your figures, that's how they hang, man. So what's your game plan if you got one? You aiming at passengers with a... Whoa. The aftermath is, you in the scope? It's warfare, is warfare? No. You understand, it's probably better you don't. Just keep a dock on standby, charter a boat. Ship set sail and planes depart. The big picture's in motion, are you playing your part? Before the lights get dark and the curtains get closed, are you playing your role? As told by an organized criminal in general, get off my d- I got your general.
Hail Mary's in the sky. False prophets get buried alive. Head on the throne, cause that's where I reside. Ways of the world, the weak won't survive. Something's in the water. Hey, my d- we lawless. Please move with caution. Who said the fairway? Damn right, I need all this. Yeah, Jack, I need all this.
I had to be about 9 when I first had seen it. Lolos pulled up outside of the Ralphs. After a car show with Dominguez, they had a disagreement they had to air out. Just another day in Del Amo. Faux show, man down, man dope. Thank God I never had to knock your partner off or be another casualty of war. Amen. It's 4 footprints in the sand where I walk. I never claim to be a saint at all. Or rush in tripping with hollow in a Kalashnikov aimed at y'all. No, solo ho. Kept it clean, rotten, dirty, jury would've gave me 30. Herbie Love bugging out, hit the target blindfolded. Electoral college devoted to hit the score, to write the score. That's not a metaphor, raging against the machinery. Taping up the scenery, you gotta keep the peace to keep the peace. Got donor, squad up and mop the block up for a cleaning fee.
I don't need you to change. I don't need you to change yourself. But I've got to get away.
Bloody Waters, Absol, Anderson .Paak, James Blake. I love that song. I feel like that one might be, oh, it's hard to say. I got one more track off that album to play at the end. But Bloody Water is easily one of my favorite tracks off that album. Just the way Anderson .Paak sings that hook, Absol's flow. You know, Absol, you know, kind of fell off in terms of being one of the faces of TDE. You know, when you think TDE, you usually think Kendrick, you think SZA, you think Q, you think Isaiah. And, you know, Absol only every now and then if you were like an OG TDE fan, you know. Even myself, I don't consider myself an OG TDE fan. And sometimes I forget about Absol. You know, sometimes I forget that he was in there and that he dropped two albums with them too. So there's a lot of bad reflections of my character on this show today, you know, as a Canadian and as a hip-hop fan and as a sports fan. But you know what? I'm learning. I'm learning to overcome those obstacles, those flaws in me, and to be a better person. This is what the show is all about. I'm trying to make myself a better person. I'm trying to make you guys a better people. I'm making you a better people. I'm trying to just do it my way. Word to Frank Sinatra. Anyways, wow, we went way off the rails there for a sec. I guess we could finish off with some baseball talk. I already talked about the Cavs blowing up and all that stuff in the Olympics. So obviously the biggest news, Yu Darvish signing with the Cubs. So finally a free agent signs, but there are still many, many free agents available on the MLB market. Which there was some controversy around, right? I mean, it's almost spring training. There's a bunch of free agents unsigned, you know, which might be a reflection of the market that's been set for free agents. Obviously, with Yu Darvish, he signed for 6 years. I believe it was $121 million with an additional $30 million in bonuses and side things. And, you know, with Darvish signing with the Cubs, obviously, Arrieta's gone. Apparently, the Cubs had talked to Arrieta, and he was wanting a similar deal. In fact, the Cubs may have offered him a similar deal, if I read that correctly, like Darvish. Which wouldn't make sense. So I guess the one that would make, I think I'm talking out of my butt right now. It would make sense that the Cubs did talk to Arrieta before and probably wanted a similar deal like what Darvish got. But you know, with Darvish, obviously, I believe he is 30 now. He's still young, right? He has a lot of talent left in him, you know, besides, you know, the whole collapse in game 7 of the World Series. You know, he still is a very talented pitcher, right? He's 31, so for 6 years, you get him until he's 37. You know, maybe he starts breaking down when he's like 34. Trade him for assets if you need to at 34. But Arrieta is 33, and if you wanted to sign him to a six-year deal, he's there until he's 39. And you know, most starting pitchers don't make it until they're 39, unless you're Bartolo Colon, right? And even then, you know, Arrieta has shown signs of the mechanics, the velocity just starting to break down, right? And, you know, his Cy Young year, he was dominant, right? His two-seamer was nearly unhittable. His sinker was amazing. You know, he just had a bunch of pitches that he could just toss at you, and it like, he commanded a game, right? But last year, you know, different story, right? People were able to get more hits off of him. Some pitches didn't break properly. His velocity saw a tick down. You know, he was getting 94, 95 on his two-seamer. And, you know, last year I believe we saw it was about 92, 93. And while that might not sound like a big difference, you know, a kilometer loss in velocity or a mile-per-hour loss in velocity is a lot bigger than some of you might think. To the casual baseball fan or the one who likes to crap on baseball, you know, you think, oh, it's just one velocity. Well, a hockey player could hit a baseball if he lost a velocity, right? But, you know, it actually makes a really big difference in losing just that one mile per hour of speed, because, you know, most hitters, they get scouting reports, they look at video, they time their equipment so that it throws at a certain speed that they expect from a pitcher, and to have it, you know, lose 1 or 2 miles per hour off the velocity, that changes a lot, right? Because, you know, these guys, they train to, you know, hit fast balls. They train to hit these fast balls that they expect from pitchers. And, you know, to have that little loss in velocity, that makes their job easier, I believe, right? Because now it's like, okay, now you just make a slight adjustment. You time 1 second later and you should still be able to get it, right? So, we'll see whether Arrieta wants to improve his velocity or whether he wants to now start focusing on command, as a lot of older pitchers do as they lose velocity. You know, they shift away from trying to throw hard and focus more on just trying to pitch, right? They want to spot their pitches, you know, kind of like what Mark Burley did near the end of his career, right? You know, he saw a downtick in velocity and he just became really good at spotting his pitches and was still an effective pitcher. Kyle Hendricks, his fastball tops out at what, 89? But he is so good at placing pitches that, you know, he is still a formidable MLB pitcher because of the fact that, you know, a hitter will think, oh, okay, 89, that's easy. But depending on where he puts that 89 and whether he throws his changeup, his slider, anything like that or not, you know, that comes into effect too, right? So I don't know where Arrieta will sign. I could see him going to the Nationals. You know, you get that rotation of Scherzer, Strasburg, and Arrieta, which, you know, on paper looks good, but who knows, right? Strasburg has had some injury issues. Scherzer might be the most consistent out of all of them. And, of course, Arrieta is not a sure bet for this year, given his recent performance. And you know what? You can't base all of last year on this year, right? But given his age, that probably comes into factor. Obviously, the Jays, they signed former Athletics and Brewers reliever John Axford to a deal, a minor league deal, I believe. And so Axford, Canadian guy, had a terrible season last year. I think he got sent out to the minors a few times, finished the season with a 6 ERA, I believe. And, you know, I think it's since Ross Atkins and Shapiro have, I was going to say Ben Shapiro, you know, the Jays, you know, the Jays are just, here's the thing about the Jays, okay? You have two players, you have the relievers, you have the hitters, okay? And the Jays, okay, no, I'm done. But anyways, you know, with Atkins and Shapiro, I feel like they want to make these gambles, right? You know, you have a reliever who has one bad season and, you know, you take a shot at it. I mean, obviously I didn't work out with who they signed. Was that J.P. Howell last year? He had a bad season. They tried signing him. Didn't work out. It makes sense. But it's nice that you have a cheap deal, a low-risk, high-reward kind of thing. And we've seen Axford pitch really well for the Brewers. You know, maybe lost a bit of his touch with the Athletics. But you know what? He's a reliever, right? You only expect one inning out of him. And I think when it comes to that, it's easier for a pitcher, a reliever, who gets a new deal, essentially, to focus to be motivated, to focus on what he needs to do, and to only have to focus on one inning to pitch, maybe even less, even, right? He could just be a one out kind of guy, or a depending on who the hitter is, right? That puts less pressure on you and more motivation, you know, to just help improve. So we saw a bit of that with Jason Grilley when he was on the Jays. You know, he was, you know, kind of faltering a little bit, comes to the Jays, you know, reinvigorates himself with his game. You know, he lost that at the beginning of last year's season. But, you know, with Axford, you know, given how much importance there is now on a bullpen, you know, it doesn't hurt to make a gamble, right? It doesn't hurt to maybe think, okay, maybe this guy, if he doesn't pan out, go to the minors. If he does pan out, we got a cheap reliever who can set up, who can come in, who can do all these things. And that's what a lot of MLB bullpens look for now, is that you have a bunch of setup men and then a closer. You know, you kind of saw it with the Dodgers in the World Series and the postseason, right? You know, you had all these guys coming in, Dave Roberts playing matchups, and then once the ninth inning got there, Kenley Jansen. Same thing with the Jays, right? You know, you get the rotation on paper is good enough to last 6-7 innings, where you could use a plethora of relievers in the seventh or eighth, and then have Osuna come in for the ninth and close the game out, right? So it'll obviously be very interesting to see how the Jays do this year. You know, with the AL East pretty much locked down by the New York Yankees now, it's going to be hard to even try to make the wild card. But given their prospects, you know, they got Vlad Guerrero Jr., they got Bo Bichette, they got Anthony Alford, they got, TJ Zoik, I believe. They have a bunch of guys that, you know, give them one or two more years to just, you know, help with their development, and then you'll be good for the years to come, hopefully. So yeah, I think that's about it for me, guys. not much really to talk about anymore. Whew, that was a lot today. My throat feels a little bit better, but I know when I leave this room, it's going to be even worse, and tomorrow might be even worse. So I'm really glad that it's like at that stage right now where it's like not really affecting me. I can still talk. I remember I did a show a few weeks ago where like the sore throat was bad, and I was just like, welcome to Tuesday morning with a cup of Joe here on 101.5 UMF. You know, it was like that kind of thing, right? But this week, I feel a lot better. Okay, so listen, guys, thank you so much for listening. Once again, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys about all the things that I care about and maybe you don't really care about. But hey, you know, it's fun. It's a fun time, right? You know, you got something. If you're a podcast kind of guy, if you need background noise, I'm here for you, all right? So this week, I don't even know what's going on this week. Are the ice castles still going on? I didn't even go to the ice castles, to be honest. I had a date set up for the ice castles, and that fell through. But don't worry about it. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. You know, it's just whatever. You know, it's all like I was just like planning anything, but no, I'm joking. Okay, yeah, no, this week I don't really know what's going on. More Olympics, obviously. Next week we'll probably see some more baseball news, maybe some more signings this week, hopefully, given that there are still a lot of free agents on the MLB market looking for teams, looking for homes, smart homes, and I don't know why I said that, but besides that, hope you guys have a great week, a great day, great Tuesday, as always. It's been a pleasure, it's been fun, and I'm here to serve you. I don't know what I was going with that one. I'm going to leave you off with one more track off of Black Panther, the album. This is the other one that is my favorite off of the album. It's X by Schoolboy Q, 2 Chainz, Saudi, Kendrick on the hooks and the background ad-libs. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Somebody
peace.
Pop a date, hold up. Somebody on their way, hold up. I would have grown a date, hold up. Somebody can't relate,
Black Panther.
Stay down with no faking. Go up, top down, I've been racing. Go up, she wild, I'm in dangerous. Go up, my crowd in rotation, yeah.
Are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? Wait, are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? I live on 10. Wait, are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? Hold up, the place up. The place up, the place up, the place up, the place up, the place up.
Rubbing down, come to this down. I see double cuts on me now. Oh, follow, follow, looking down. Got Benjamin Franklin, pick on my deep, I know. So drop from the jungle. I keep the peace on me, I leave you puzzle. Pay two children, I'm not black card on her. My knee longer than hair on her. You know my fat cavity, and I'm f***ed on her dad's salary. Saudi, are you on 10 yet? Zillin' smoking and no poppin'. Papa's pitting in. He came short if you looking for somebody. Me pink, I'm on the tissue, I'm drinking. Somebody's daughter finna spin the ball, his children. In my knee, my Achilles heel, yeah. I'll raise you to 100 million, yeah.
Somebody pop a day, hold up. Somebody on their way, hold up. I would've grown a day, hold up. Somebody can't relate, hold up. Stay down with no faking. Go up, top down, I've been racing. Go up, she wild. Up.
Are you on 10 yet? Hold up, hold up. Do you have pin yet? Jury on Windex. Woo! 80 my Rolex.
Mike may back to Ben. Pseudo coming out. Black on black again. I might go to trim. I may build the win. I don't exit here. Too much flex in here. Too much bread to get. I've been stretching up. Ain't no catching up. I don't rest enough. I don't plan for luck. I keep working hard. Who keep blessing us? I'm on a 10 and I need a 10. The made of my M a week. December been good to me. Not even Kendrick can humble me. Too rich to go do the least. Tryna become a way bigger meech. My teeth is like 10 apiece. TDE family to Genevieve.
It's a C cup, hot, it's a A plus. I got my grades up, I had no backup. Now run the check up, now run the check up. And the place up, the place up.
Somebody pop a day, hold up. Somebody on their way, hold up. I would've grown a day, hold up. Somebody can't relate, hold up. Stay down with no faking. Go up, top down, I've been racing. Go up, she wild, I'm in dangerous. Go up, my crowd in rotation, yeah.
Are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? Wait, are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? I live on 10. Wait, are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? Hold up, the place up, the place up, the place up, the place up.
Somebody
somebody own 10.
Originality, couple fatalities came to my car and it slid like a cat with a saying they after me. Ain't no one after me, baby. Mama used to work at the Applebee's. Somebody called my phone, yeah. I'ma send the ad to voicemail. I don't even check my voicemail. Big weight, I'ma need a horn scale. F12, Berlin, Nada. Like it was shorts in the winter. What turtlenecks in the summer? This here's not for beginners. Yeah, digi-scale fingernail. Went to hell, came back. Went to jail, left jail. Went to Benihana, Kenny County corner. Got the swagger on me. Yeah, different fabric on me. Yeah, nipple choppers on me. Yeah, married to the game. Yeah, holy matrimony. Yeah, oops upside your cranium. F***ed up someone's stage again. From strip club to stadium. I took my shot and made it in.
Somebody pop all day. Hold up, somebody on their way. Hold up, I would've grown all day. Hold up, somebody can't relate. Hold up, stay down with no faking. Go up, top down, I've been racing. Go up, she wild, I'm in dangerous. Go up, my crowd in rotation, yeah. Are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? Wait, are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? I live on 10, wait, are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? Hold up. The place up, 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 the place up.